This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Your radio news with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo continuing a visit to the Middle East where he's reassuring allies about the Trump administration's recent announcement that U.S. troops are being withdrawn from Syria. That withdrawal has begun today. He spoke yesterday about the need for a political resolution in Syria and says the U.S. will work to get other countries in the region to the negotiation table.
We are very hopeful that we will get the bad actors in the region, the Russians and the Iranians, to come to the table, along with the regime and all the other stakeholders in there, to come to the table and have conversations about what a post-civil war political structure might look like in Syria.
He spoke to Fox News. Today's the first time government workers won't be getting paychecks since the partial shutdown began. The president's still considering declaring a national emergency to get...
Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186. I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Cookie from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes and I'm seeing a loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I hit that goal.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Missing since mid-October, a Wisconsin teen who hasn't been seen or heard from since her parents were murdered has been found alive. Jamie Kloss apparently managed to escape from a captor and sought help from a woman out for a walk. Here's the 911 call made by that woman.
Our neighbor came up to our door with her big dog, and she kind of flung the door open and said, "Call 911. This is Jamie Kloss."
Authorities took a suspect into custody a short time later, but no details have been released yet about the case. There is a news conference expected later today. The search for a gunman who killed a police officer in Northern California is over. He was found dead inside a home in Davis of what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound just hours after he allegedly opened fire on an officer who was responding to a three-vehicle crash in the downtown area last night. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Money meant for the Army Corps of Engineers could be used to build the border wall that President Trump wants if, in fact, he declares a national emergency. Reports are the president's been briefed on ways he could get funding for the wall without the approval of Congress. The plan would divert money that would otherwise be used for Army Corps projects across the nation, and those include rebuilding storm-damaged parts of Puerto Rico and flood protection projects in California. Several $1 billion in funding for a border barrier at the center of that continued government shutdown, which is into its 20th day. AT&T will stop selling customers' location data to third-party tracking services. The announcement comes after senators were asking the FCC to investigate whether the sales violated people's privacy. Mobile carriers, including AT&T, Sprint, and T-Mobile, have sold location data for legitimate services like fraud prevention and emergency roadside assistance, but data buyers often abuse the practice to then track people. AT&T will end all location data services by March, when T-Mobile says it will also be ending the practice. And reports are Cadillac plans to roll out an electric vehicle that will go up against Tesla. GM is expected to break the news during an update for investors today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Live. Hey, that's what it's all about as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads, right here at the intersection of faith and culture. Good to be sharing another day with you. I am Bill Martinez. Bruce Kaufman joins us now. Yes, our favorite historian, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Hey, Bruce, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. I'm doing well other than the fact that the town I live in is shut down, basically.
Well, yeah, that's gotta be tough and be interesting to get their read on this because, boy, I'll tell you, it runs the whole gamut in terms of sentiment about wall, no wall. I think there's a practical argument. Unfortunately, we're very much in the sublime when you hear, the political speak. Boy, they just twist themselves in some form of pretzel logic that defies any kind of reason. But that's politics, we know, right?
Look, I support the wall. All right. You and I have talked about this many times. The fact of the matter is that there are 11 million people in this country illegally.
At least.
At least. We are a nation of laws. John Adams, we are a nation and government of laws. Mm-hmm. If you start to ignore the law, right now this is not so much an issue over immigration, this is an issue over our sovereignty.
Exactly. Which is all based on law and based on the Constitution and Declaration of Independence. This is why we're in chaos right now, Bruce, exactly to your point, is that we've promoted lawbreaking and then we sit there and complain that everything's in chaos.
Yeah. Yep, and this is it's a very slippery slope. I mean, I understand, the pain that so many of these people are going through. You see, the mainstream media, of course, points that out constantly.
Right.
But, it is real. They're trying to better their lives, but they are in this country illegally. We are a nation of laws. As sad as it is that their fate, we cannot continue to ignore the fact that they are in this country illegally. That's the bottom line.
And some of these things could be, a good portion, Bruce, could be handled very easily. I mean, some of these people were forced to come here illegally in as much as that, we abandoned some programs that were working before, the Bracero program, programs like that allowed people to come and go across the borders, freely, do a job, go back home to Mexico, all was well. And then we started slamming the door behind them, and this thing got out of control, and no doubt, I mean, there's lots of different sentiment in that whole spectrum, but we have enacted some poor policies that have exacerbated the problem, and so we've kicked it down the road for decades, and here it is. I mean, you say 11, I've heard 11 million for probably the last 10 years, and heard as high as 32 million. God only knows, and not to mention the fact fact that, as you said clearly at the onset, is once you start breaking the law, you can't just, you know, pick and choose. It so permeates the fabric of our country and our culture in such a way that laws don't matter anymore.
Yeah, that's, again, yeah, we're going down a slippery slope. If we start to ignore illegal activity in one instance, then people are going to say, well, wait a minute. If they're ignoring this illegal entry in the United States and the fact that you're, well, I'm going to start acting illegally and assume that they're going to ignore that as well.
Sure, why not?
Acting illegal is acting illegal, whatever the behavior happens to be.
Well, not to mention the fact that when you have sanctuary cities, all, you know, I don't even want to say well-intended. I think this is just maybe right observation, wrong conclusion on the parts of these politicians that think sanctuary cities is the answer. But what we've done is promoted little mafia-like villages throughout these states, because when people come illegally, birds of a feather flock together. They've got it's not like if they're getting violated or have a problem, they can pick up the phone and dial 911 for fear of deportation, right?
Right. Yeah, right. And sanctuary cities bill, well, basically, the case of Kate Steinle, this young girl who was killed because the local authorities in San Francisco refused to tell ICE, ICE officials, that they were letting him go. And so, you know, they just went absolutely nuts.
Exactly. Well, and then, of course, the recent one up in just north of her was, this young police officer, you know, right before Christmas. I mean, you know, how heartbreaking is this? Is that you have a multiple felon who is released. And this is the story time and time again, Bruce, that, there are angel families throughout this country in every state of the union that have been affected. And so the question is, when is too much enough? And meanwhile, Jerry Brown, Newsom, other politicos, and I would say Democratic politicos, insist that there's a good reason for sanctuary cities, and they need to be more widespread. And you go, wait a minute, we have a problem, and what you're doing is rewarding and promoting the very thing that you all agree, I think we agree, is not good.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're right, and what they're doing is they're making what Jerry Brown, anybody who's is in charge of a sanctuary city, is a government official in a sanctuary city, is essentially refusing to enforce the law.
Right.
Once again, we're getting back to a legal issue. You're refusing to enforce the law. This guy was released from jail in San Francisco, and the Immigration and Customs officials had no idea because the officials in San Francisco didn't tell them. They had specifically asked the officials in San Francisco, please let us know when you're releasing him to jail because we want to deport him for the fifth time.
Exactly. Well, there was a plea by a mother, her 22-year-old son. The dad is a fire chief in the community. And this is a heartbreaking story, Bruce. 22 years old, he is killed at the hands of an illegal immigrant. This is 22-year-old Pierce Corcoran of Knoxville, Tennessee, that I'm talking about.
Right.
And this is a sad story that happened here. And the mom in her blog, and I appreciate her heart, and your heart breaks for her, but listen to this one point that she makes. She says, we are all aware as a family that nothing will bring Pierce back. This was her son. But don't tell me my son, who lived in this country, followed its rules, doesn't deserve better. For God's sake, out of respect for the men and women who fought and fight to make this country such a desirable place to live, do the right thing. Come here legally and become a responsible citizen. That is going to go on deaf ears. These, you know, migrants and illegals coming into this country and storming our border, that's, you know, her plea needs to go to Congress. It needs to go to the lawmakers to say, do the right thing. Enforce the laws, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, absolutely. And remember, Kate Steinle's last words before she died were, help me, Daddy.
Yeah.
I mean, I when I read that, I had tears in my eyes.
I know, and it brings it all back again, Bruce, remembering that. And how many other Kate Steinle's across this country? You know, we talked with Maria Espinosa. Her and her husband started the Remembrance Project years ago because they saw this happening, and they're keeping it up, you know, as best they can. You know, they're, you know, pleading pleading on our behalf, on the people's behalf there in D.C. and around the country here, and they're doing stellar work. But I'll tell you, if you want to support somebody, you ought to look to the Remembrance Project. They're doing a lot of fine work there. We've got Bruce Kaufman with us. Our conversation will continue on this final day of the week. Good to have you with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activate nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the Way You Like is fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bruce Kaufman continues with us. I'll tell you, if you follow Bruce, you're blessed three times a week because he drops into your mailbox just like automatic, let me tell you. Even more efficient than the IRS these days, I'll say. He gives you three things to think about, and one of which is the quote of the week, and I liked this current week. He comes up with some great quotes. He says, the whole difference between construction and creation is exactly this, that a thing constructed can only be loved after it is constructed. Almost sounds a little bit like Nancy Pelosi. You know, you'll love it once we pass it. You know, I can't tell you what's in it. Almost like Jack in the Box kind of thing. And I don't know why my mind flashed on that, but it did. You know, you have to see it. Donald Trump, being a creator, has said that it's going to be a beautiful thing in referring to the wall. And what Charles Dickens finished up there in talking about that which is created, he says, it is loved before it exists, because the Creator imagines how beautiful the end product is going to be, right?
Yeah, it is one of, Charles Dickens was a wonderful, wonderful writer and thinker, and that's one of his best quotes ever.
Really powerful. So a great, great deal. So I mentioned quote of the week two other times. You're in touch. So if people want to subscribe, easy to subscribe and be in the flow of the know, right?
Yeah, you just go to my website, which is historylessons.net. That's one word, plural, historylessons.net. And on the right-hand side, it says subscribe to Bruce's writings. Click on that, type in your name, address, email, name, first, last name, email address, and then you can choose between the quote of the week, my history column, and my thinking out loud column, which is my take on public policy and stuff, the things that you and I talk about, Bill.
Right.
And so we just click, you know, check one, two, three, all of them, one of them, whichever you like, and I will be sending to the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
You'll want all three. So just check all three. You will enjoy them. They're such a blessing each week, Bruce. So thank you so much for doing that. Bruce, last time we talked, as a kind of a final warning at the end of the year, was what's happening with our government is not new. You know, it just seems that when we're close to it, it's got to be the worst it's ever been. You know, but history has taught us that we've been this way before, right?
Yeah, we have been this way. And, I mean, this is not even close to the – I mean, we are – tomorrow, Bill, we are going to tie the record for the longest government shutdown, mm-hmm. which was Bill Clinton and Newt Gingrich, their argument way back when Gingrich wanted cuts in Medicare and Medicaid and some of the other programs, and Clinton vetoed the bill that Gingrich had passed, mm-hmm. and that went 21 days. The second longest was Jimmy Carter. He again was fighting with Congress over defense spending, and then the third longest was Barack Obama. The Republican-controlled House had passed a continuing resolution that did not include funding for Obamacare. Mm. So naturally, there was that government shutdown. They happen all the time, Bill. And one of the reasons, one of the problems that I have, and this is a problem, this was a mistake that the Founding Fathers made. They did not put in the Constitution a language requiring Congress to balance its budget every
yes.
year.
Yes, right.
That was one of the biggest mistakes they made. So as a result of that, okay, so Congress has the power of the purse. Congress is the sole authority to spend and raise money. The problem is that today what they do is when they can't come to a budget resolution, when they can't come up with a budget, they pass continuing resolutions.
Exactly.
Which basically is a continuance of the existing resolution for a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So if the Founding Fathers had created a situation which you had to pass a budget every year, a balanced budget, then we might be having a government shutdown once a year, mm-hmm. because the House and the Senate may not agree. It's not so much the level of spending, it's the priorities in the spending bill.
Right.
So they may not agree on those. The president might not agree on this. So there might be a government shutdown. But because these continuing resolutions keep happening and happening and happening, we can have government shutdowns continually, two, mm-hmm. three, four times a year. In the Reagan years, Reagan had one that went from September 3rd to October 2nd. It wasn't very long. But then he had another one when the continuing resolution ran out in December.
Exactly.
8 weeks, 10 weeks later.
Well, Bruce, let me ask you this. I mean, to be in control of the purse, you know, didn't the founding fathers presume that logic would say if you have control of the purse that there's accountability?
You would think so, Bill, but why they did not insist that Congress balances budget every year, I do not know.
It's so funny because these congressmen will imply so much out of the Constitution and twist themselves into all kinds of things, but something that would seem to be, you know, pretty reasonable. You control the purse. Okay, if you control the purse, that means you're accountable for the spending. So, you know, give us an account. But because these attorneys, boy, they don't want to be accountable. They're going to do everything they can to avoid that, right?
Right, and also Congress does not want to have restrictions on its most important power, spending money.
Yes.
So, that means, and, you know, I keep talking about a constitutional amendment, the 29th Amendment, that forces Congress to balance the budget, but that will never happen as long as Congress is the one to create an amendment.
It makes too much sense. I mean, and this is why, you know, you start getting the argument of, you know, getting the states together and, you know, doing a convention of the states so that we can, you know, take on this one important issue because, you know, we're asking Congress to do brain surgery on themselves.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Right, exactly. So you're right. The Convention of the States, because the Constitution says there are two ways to pass a constitutional amendment. One, Congress passes it. Two, there's a Convention of the States in which they actually pass it themselves. And they're going to have to do that because Congress is not going to create a constitutional amendment that restricts their power to spend money.
Well, I'll tell you, they keep acting the way they are, and right now, and especially with the contention that we've got going, the animus towards Donald Trump. Boy, I'll tell you, more and more states are coming into the fold. We're getting closer almost every month to that critical number to have a convention of the states. And then again, what Donald Trump said on Inauguration Day, that henceforth he was putting the government back into the hands of we the people.
Right. Yes, absolutely. So, yeah, that movement, and I'm actually a part of that movement. I wrote a column about that issue, a history lesson, and I got an email from the president of the Convention of the States asking me if it was okay if I passed my column around at their upcoming meeting. I said, fine, and I've been on their email list ever since.
Well, that's great. Well, you know, Bruce, I think that in many ways, that's what happens. I mean, this is, you know, we've said that America is way past due for, you know, a second revolution. And it doesn't, you know, when we say that, you know, we're not saying, hey, crack out the guns and get everybody who's nervous about, you know, our Second Amendment right and all that. Hey, look at, when you look at major change, it has been done in the realm of ideas and passion. You know, and as long as we have political correctness thwarting, you know, these ideas and the things that are happening sadly on the campuses of our country, because these are the bastions of where thoughts can germinate, can be exchanged. But right now, in this era of political correctness, we're thwarting, I would say, conservatively 50% of ideas.
Yeah, no, there's no, yes, I would agree with that as a conservative estimate as well, Bill. Sure, so there are, this is one of the greatness of our country. There are groups like the Convention of the States that can actually say enough is enough, form together, and do something about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
the greatness that we have, just real quick, the most unknown amendment in the First Amendment, is the right to petition the government for redress of grievances.
Exactly.
And that is, and Madison put that in there purposely because it is one way that the ordinary Americans can interact with their government. Now, you can't do it directly anymore. You need lobbyists, unfortunately, to do it for you.
Right.
This is the most unappreciated right that we have in the Bill of Rights. The fact that ordinary Americans can get together, form an organization, raise money, and then petition the government to redress a grievance that they think the government is.
Exactly. And the thing you can do today is pick up your phone, because let me tell you, the phones have been ringing in D.C. Some have said off the hook. And some of the statistics, quite interesting, Bruce, that have come out. Bruce Kaufman, thank you, Bruce.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo continuing a visit to the Middle East, where he's reassuring allies about the Trump administration's recent announcement that U.S. troops are being withdrawn from Syria. That withdrawal has begun today. He spoke yesterday about the need for a political resolution in Syria and says the U.S. will work to get other countries in the region to the negotiation table.
We are very hopeful that we will get the bad actors in the region, the Russians and the Iranians, to come to the table, along with the regime and all the other stakeholders in there, to come to the table and have conversations about what a post-civil war political structure might look like in Syria.
He spoke to Fox News. Today's the first time government workers won't be getting paychecks since the partial shutdown began. The president's still considering declaring a national emergency to get...
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Jordan Goodman over there, America's Money Answers Man. You can say Happy New Year to him. Nationally recognized expert on personal finance. Mr. Jordan, Happy New Year. How you doing, buddy?
Happy New Year to you and all the listeners, Bill.
Hey, a wonderful start to this new year. You know, now we're... we're sobering up and realized maybe we overspent over the holiday, huh?
I wouldn't say maybe. We definitely overspent over the holiday. The overall sales were up about 5% over the previous year, mm-hmm. but online sales were up about 20% wow. over the previous year, and all that was credit cards, basically. When we get the numbers, I think we're going to add about $50 billion in new credit card debt in December alone. And so we had a great time. We gave a lot of great gifts, but now the bills are coming in, and a lot of people just don't have the money to pay these things. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be an awful lot of pain out there. So two specific suggestions to help them here. If you've got a car,
hang on one second though. Did America just try to spend itself out of depression or something, or what was going on?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, consumer confidence is still pretty high, even though the stock market was falling during December.
Right.
They saw electronics and clothes were big, and people just went out and spent an awful lot of money. It's very easy to spend money online, just a few clicks.
Right.
And so the retailers make it really easy, all kinds of great deals and sales, and they just went wild, can I tell you?
Well, exactly. And as you said, the impact on credit cards, wow. I mean, our credit card bills are skyrocketing now, and we're going to have to deal with that reality. So how do we do the smart thing dealing with that going forward?
So the first thing is, if you've got high interest rates, you know, 18-25% some ridiculous rate, get better cards. There are lower, much lower interest cards available for people with decent credit. A free website to do that would be guidetocreditcard.com. You might want frequent flyer miles if you're going to take a trip somewhere. You can get cash rebates of like 5% back. You can get low interest rates that are permanently low, like 9 or 10% these days. Even if you've had trouble with credit, you can get what's called a secured card. You put up a certain amount of money, they give you a credit line for that amount, and you kind of graduate to unsecured over time. There's just a lot of great deals to be had, Bill, but you got to go get them. Okay?
That's right.
Most people just wait for whatever shows up in the mail, and those are usually the worst kind of deals. So guidetocreditcard.com can get them better deals. And the second thing they can do, if they've got a lot of credit card debt at high rates, is go to a nonprofit credit counseling place, because they can get you rates 6, 7, 8%. You could never get on your own. You do what's called a debt management plan, a DMP. Mm-hmm. You would combine all that debt into one at a lower interest rate, typically, you know, 6, 7, 8%. Mm-hmm. And now you can actually pay the principal off. If you just pay the interest on your, or minimums on your credit card, it could take 30 years to cancel.
Exactly.
My favorite place there is called Cambridge Credit Counseling. Their website, cambridgecredit.org. Their phone number, 800-897-2200. I know they've helped a lot of your listeners in the past. And it's a legitimate organization that gets deals for the creditors you can't get on your own. So those two things, guidetocreditcard.com, cambridgecredit.org, can help you get that those holiday bills under a bit of control.
Well, let's talk about the partial government shutdown, almost 3 weeks into it now.
Causing an awful lot of pain and a lot more pain to be done. We're just starting to miss paychecks now. There's two groups. There's the furloughed people that are getting nothing and not going to work. And then there's the so-called essential workers that are going to work but not getting paid. So both of them are in a heap of hurt right now.
And probably the ones that are going to work not getting paid are going, hey, what's up with that? The furloughed workers who are not going to work will eventually get paid, right?
Well, both of them, I mean,
they're all going to get paid, I know, but I mean, I'm just saying in the scheme of things, they're going, hey, look at, I like their deal. You know, I like having the time off. I mean,
exactly.
I don't like not getting paid, but, yeah, I mean, right now, but eventually, all that money will be paid, back to them, you know, whether they work or not.
That's correct. And whenever that happens, I mean, it seems like a pretty big standoff right now between the president and Congress on this. Hopefully we'll get this resolved and get these people working again. But it's having an impact not only on the people, but on the economy in various ways. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of private businesses that really depend on the federal government one way or the other. I mean, if you're a restaurant or a hotel near a national park, your business has gone down a lot.
Right. You know? Exactly.
If you're a restaurant opposite a federal facility, you know, NASA or something like that, you know, and there's nobody there, your business is down dramatically. If you're trying to get an SBA loan, that's closed down. If you're trying to apply for an oil lease, you know, the Interior Department's closed. Just on and on it goes. So as this goes on, it's definitely going to impact the economy. The numbers I've seen are for every 2 weeks of a government shutdown, it lowers the GDP by between 0.1 and 0.2%. So hopefully it'll be resolved soon, but it's causing a lot of pain out there, Bill. It really is.
Well, as I think Ari Fleischer said, you know, zero is not a you know, is not you can't negotiate on zero. I mean, you look for compromise. Hopefully they can get together. I was impressed with what the president had to share with everybody on television. I think he needs to do more of that. He's been doing more of that with the press. He needs to do that with the more with the American people. I mean, they want to make this seem like it's about the president, but you know, lest we forget, you know, 63 million people voted for this president,
right?
Because they were concerned about national security. Now, unlike the presidents before, I mean, this has been going on for 30 years, and I don't blame the president and Republicans being a little skeptical, to put it mildly. You know, the Democrats time and again have promised, oh, we'll take care of it. Just give us what we want, and we'll take care of you, and that's never happened.
That's correct.
Right? Yeah.
But in this case, they're both standing up against each other. I mean, the Democrats are saying that the wall is immoral, and it's, you know, never going to happen. And that kind of thing. So somebody's got to give one way or the other to get out from under this thing. So if time goes on and this government shutdown continues, it's going to cause more and more pain, not only amongst the workers, and there's contractors too. You know, there's people who work for the government, but not
exactly.
Government employees.
The ramifications,
they don't get back pay.
Yeah, the ramifications are, there's no question that they're extensive here. You know, I could only hope that Nancy Pelosi, I would say the president, but he's not taking a paycheck anyway. He keeps giving his money away.
Right.
But the rest of them, you know, if they weren't getting a paycheck, maybe they might be a little bit more ambitious to come together instead of making this so partisan and doing what they say. They say they're interested in national security. Well, if you are, then go for figure it out, you know, work it out here. I mean, wall, schmall, whatever you want to call it. You want drones, you don't want drones, you want technology, you want more people on the border. You know, you work out those issues. Don't worry. I mean, you're all upset because the president, unlike other politicians who make promises on the campaign trail, this guy actually tries to fulfill them.
Correct.
How dare
in this
he?
Case, I mean,
he's establishing a president here that's very uncomfortable.
It's a changed situation now that the Democrats control the House. It's not what he had before.
Right.
And he's got to come to terms with that. So anyway, I'm just saying it hasn't had that much effect on the economy yet.
Right.
But if this drags
coming
on for
soon.
A while, an awful lot of pain out there.
Yeah, you know? Without a doubt. Interest rates dropping.
They've been falling. It's interesting. Yeah.
That's,
I mean, the 30-year fixed rate mortgage, which not that long ago was over 5%, is back to about 4.5%, something like that. So it's good amount
like
the last 3 months or so.
Well,
that's because long-term treasury rates have fallen out of fear that the economy is slowing in various ways. So
right.
If you missed that
even
before.
Though even though the Fed's been raising rates a little bit, mortgage rates coming down, that's that's a positive sign, I think.
The Fed controls short-term rates, which is what they moved up 4 times in 2018. But they don't control long-term rates. They influence it, but they don't control it. So while short-term rates have been rising, long-term rates have been falling. So I'm just saying, if you haven't gotten a mortgage already, this may be a time to get one or refinance. If you're like over 5%, it might make sense for you to refinance.
Yeah, without
a website to help you do that would be YouCanRefi, YOUCanRefi.com.
Right.
Because these low rates may not last forever, and people thought they were just going to keep going up.
Right.
But they reversed pretty sharply in the last 3 months.
Exactly. What about the China trade? What do you see happening here?
Well, there's been some encouraging noises coming out of the negotiations. They've got a pretty hard deadline coming up on March 1st to see if they can get this deal. Because if they don't get a deal, then 25% tariffs go in, and that really slows the economy even further. Our negotiators are not only saying what we want to get, but they want enforcement mechanisms as
well. Exactly.
Which is good, because they've made a lot of promises in the past they've not kept.
He is America's Money Answers man, Jordan Goodman. How can they be in touch with you, Jordan?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I get emails from your folks all the time, and I'm always glad to help them.
This report is brought to you by Jazz Pharmaceuticals. Feeling tired on occasion is normal, but how do you know if it's something more? Sleep specialist Dr. Raj Dasgupta joins us during Sleep Awareness Week with more.
Having an irresistible and overwhelming urge to sleep may be a sign of excessive daytime sleepiness, or EDS. People with EDS have a hard time staying awake or alert during the day and doze off at inappropriate times, such as during a meal or in the middle of a conversation. It's important to know the difference between normal and excessive daytime sleepiness, because EDS can be a symptom of a sleep disorder like narcolepsy.
If you're having trouble staying awake during the day or experiencing other sleep-related problems, it may be time to talk to your doctor. To learn more about narcolepsy, take the Narcolepsy Symptom Screener, or to find a sleep specialist near you, visit morethantired.com. That's morethantired.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. There's a place for answers, a place for mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live. You come right in.
That it is the Father in heaven who loves us that comes running, you know, after us, and as much as exampled in the story of the prodigal, the father, you know, putting his robe, just throwing a culture aside and running after his son. This is something that was unheard of. But again, this was to get us to expand our idea of who the Father is and what it's all about. You know, lately we've been reading more and more about not only abortions in general, but particularly as it relates to Down syndrome. And I got to tell you a personal story I may have shared with you. And this was regarding our ninth grandchild. He was diagnosed at about 20, 21 weeks that he was going to have a hole in his heart and there was going to be a problem. There was a potential for him to be a Down syndrome child. And my daughter, when she called me, said, "Dad, I was just so insulted that the doctor so quickly offered up the option to abort our child." And, of course, we both of us in concert, her and her husband, immediately said no, that regardless of the odds and the chances that they wanted to see this through. And, You know, I've read in other countries where it is now, you know, the government has taken over, you know, and as we've seen happened last year, particularly in England, with the national health care system, is that, look, your child goes in and it is the government that decides for you, regardless of any kind of money or any other outside resources you may have. The government says, no, you can't take that child. That child has got to, they're a citizen of this country and they're going to live and die as a citizen of this country. And you know, the heck if if the Pope wants to help out or people in the United States, that's irrelevant. Suddenly you realize, as a result of giving up that freedom and turning it over to the government, it's hand in hand. But along this line, we've also read where countries have said, hey, look, we made that determination. If your child is diagnosed with Down syndrome, abortion is immediate. But I got to tell you, in light of that, and I thought that was quite shocking enough, but I was shocked to read this statistic that here in the United States, between 67% and 85% of preborn babies diagnosed with Down syndrome are aborted in our country. With us right now is Janet Stafford. She's focused on the family's manager for Option Ultrasound. She has a daughter with Down syndrome and has a message of hope for moms and dads who learn their baby in the womb may have Down. Janet, welcome back. Good to be talking to you again. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Thank you.
Well, your story is very personal. It's a matter of fact. We've interviewed another author that talked about the unexpected blessings of having a child with a disability and what they brought into this, what they brought into their lives and their community. It's immeasurable. Mm-hmm. And we hear this time and time again, but we have this dangerous society that is acquiescing to the altar of convenience, and in much the same way that the whole abortion issue. This is why so many people from day one have been so passionately against abortion, because when we treat humanity with, such a lack of importance and significance, we really go down a slippery road, and it goes fast, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I look at the delivery of the diagnosis that so often comes alongside when a doctor comes in and says, hey, we think that your child, whether prenatally or postnatally, may have Down syndrome. And it's so instilled with fear. And when we talk about abortion as a whole, I look at that, and abortion is never a choice, in my opinion, that is made in a sound mind. It is often out of fear, and it's the fear of the unknown. And that's a natural response to not knowing what your future or what your child's future will look like. But I feel like that's where then we as a society have the responsibility and the opportunity to speak truth and not fear.
Exactly.
And that's where I hope that we can make some changes.
Well, to this end, for you, Janet, having gone through, and you've talked with many families, you have mentored them, given them encouragement. Your daughter has been a source of encouragement to these families as well, and others in the community. What else can be done but to be educated and continue to pray for God's wisdom?
Absolutely. I mean, I feel that education is key in the abortion debate as a whole, and especially when we're talking about Down syndrome. It's one of the most common genetic disorders, and so it's not that there's not people around that you can look to for hope and for truth and to have some experiences shared with you. And so I think that that's where we can come in. We can say, look, this is what our life really looks like. And Kirsten, Kirsten's my daughter with Down syndrome. Mm-hmm. She's 11 now. Mm-hmm. And she's our middle child. She has an older sister about 19 months older than her that was the one that really was the pivotal turning point for us when we first got that diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at Kirsten and, she's not who I had imagined her to be, but she's exactly who God intended her to be. And it's so much greater than what I had ever dreamt of. And I feel like that's, the typical story with God, right?
Like, yes.
You have an expectation and he blows it out of the water.
Exactly.
And she just exhibits this pure, uninhibited joy and love. And she has changed the hearts of so many people. And it's not just our family, but it's really everyone that she comes into contact with.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what I hear repeatedly, Janet, with people who have a Down syndrome child or have been around. In fact, a dear friend of mine, his brother, we just lost recently over the holidays. Mm-hmm. And he was such a joy. And he didn't give you an option. You didn't have an option. If you were in Greg's world, you were in Greg's world of joy and praise for God. You know?
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's so true.
Yeah. And so the thing is, though, as you say, when you're dealing, you know, as a young parent or a parent of any age, mm-hmm. no matter where you are in the spectrum, and you get the news of a Down syndrome, what comes to you? What came to you at that moment for you and your husband?
Yeah, so for my husband and I, we did not have a prenatal diagnosis. It was at birth, and like I said earlier, we have a daughter that's just 19 months older than Kirsten, and so, you know, we followed through this pregnancy, this second pregnancy, thinking we were going to just have another daughter like our first, because why would it be any different? And, you know, the delivery came along, and I looked around the room, and I could just see on everyone's face that something wasn't right, and it wasn't the experience I had when I had my first daughter, where everyone was so excited and just cheering and saying congratulations and, oh my goodness, she's beautiful. Like, none of that happened in that room. And mm-hmm. I looked around, and I instantly felt just like suffocated by fear, because I had no idea what was going on, like what was wrong and why mm-hmm. they had that look on their face. And you know, the next thing that happened was the doctor came in, and he told us that he thought that Kirsten had Down syndrome. And from that point on, though, the next words that came out of his mouth, they were just full of low expectations and really just really fearful thoughts based on statistics that really are dated even at this point. So, you know, they went down and they were like, this is, you know, she's only going to live this long, or she's going to have this health condition, or she's really going to have no value to the world or to herself in life. And, you know, I look at that. And so, of course, after hearing all of that, my natural response was I was in shock. I mourned the loss of who we thought we were going to have as another baby. And then I was just instilled with so much fear from what had been just spoken to me. And I look over that, and I often am like, man, I wish I could just have a do-over, because the thoughts that I had and the professionals around me, the words that they spoke to me, like, it's not at all what I would want to communicate to any parent who
exactly
that diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And all I would want to say is congratulations, you know, like,
right,
you are about to be on the best journey of your life that not everybody has the privilege to get on, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I guess that's part of the message of hope that you offer to parents who, even at this moment, that may be faced with that news. And that is the choice that we can make. Are we going to live in an environment of life or an environment of death? Are we going to apprehend what God says about the identity of your child?
Absolutely.
So, you know, for those parents and, you know, those families, I'm going to let you summarize it here in the last 30 seconds that we have, Janet. And I appreciate you sharing the story, because, as we know, this is Sanctity of Life Month. And life is everything to God, is it not?
That's right.
So what would you say to them?
You know, again, I want to say it so loud and so clear, congratulations, whether you're getting that diagnosis prenatally or you found out postnatally, just congratulations. You're about to experience, you know, love and joy like you've never experienced before, and every day that you look into the eyes of your child.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to